Hi, this is Jay Lenhart, and you're tuned in to Anything Goes with Lise Avery, that fox.
In fact, you are tuned in to Anything Goes with Lise Avery. It's 10:17 in the morning on this lovely Monday, the 5th of March. Hope you had a fantastic weekend, however you chose to spend it. And I'm very pleased to finally get the chance to interview a man I've been a fan of for a very long time. His name is Houston Person. And if you haven't heard of Houston, well, I hope that this interview will remedy that for you, because his work is just, as you can hear, gorgeous. You're hearing Houston Person in the background here. We just heard his entire track of For All We Know from a triple CD set on the High Note label of Houston Person, Songs of the Great Composers, Porter, Kern, Ellington, Rogers, and others. It's the art and soul of Houston Person. He is, I'll read you some of his bio, an American jazz tenor saxophonist and record producer. Although he's performed in the hard bop and swing genres he's most experienced in and best known for his work in soul jazz, Person is also known for his distinctive sassy sound and his expressive style of playing. He received the UB Blake Award in 1982. His first big break came while working as a sideman with organist Johnny Hammond and his group, which was co-led by Etta Jones. And Houston's working relationship with Etta Jones began in 1973. It lasted for 30 years until her passing in 2001. And, well, one of the reasons that I'm a big fan of Houston's work is because I can hear his heart and soul in his playing. And Anything Goes is very proud to welcome Houston Person this morning. Good morning, Houston.
Good morning. How you doing?
I am well, sir. Thank you so much for making time for us this morning.
Pleasure.
Well, it's our pleasure too. I got to tell you, as I just said, and I never lie to my audience. I've been a fan for many, many years because I get a lot of saxophone player CDs in the mail, but I can't always hear or feel their heart the way I can hear and feel yours. So tell me about music, Houston, and your approach to it and what it means to you when you choose a song and pick up your axe.
Great melodies.
Uh-huh.
And I like great, and I get meaning for those melodies from the lyrics. So, and then I try to keep what the composer had in mind. And I try to approach, I try to play the melody.
Uh-huh.
And give the listener an insight into how I would approach it. And then once I'm convinced that that's the way it is, then I go for it all.
What does that mean?
I mean, I put everything into that.
Okay.
You know, and so that's where I'm coming from. Just trying to be more direct
and
not so abstract.
You know, I have a feeling that that may be why I relate so much to your playing, because you are really going for what you think is the truth in the song rather than, as you just stated, making it an abstract kind of interpretation.
Yeah, yeah. That's my point of view. So,
do you, when you're playing, it seems, Houston, that you are very aware of not just the melody but the lyrics and the meaning. So tell us about that.
Yeah, I really sing the lyric. because a lot of these songs have been, well, to me, not, well, everybody has a different approach to songs. This is my approach. Let me put it that way.
And can you tell us a little more? What is your approach? You find a song, and is it the melody that first attracts you to it, or is it the lyric, or is it both?
Sometimes it's the melody, and sometimes it's the lyric. I mean, because sometimes I don't even get the meaning of the song until I look at the lyrics. I mean, and I have decided sometimes that I played it wrong, given the wrong approach. In jazz, you don't really play anything wrong, but as you go along, you find that tempo and approach is very, very important, and it's worked well for me because, you know, people will come up to me and say, I could hear the words.
Uh-huh.
And I've had people tell me they hear the words in songs that don't even have lyrics. I guess you could say I approach it from, well, I'm singing. I'm trying to sing those melodies.
Right. You're singing with your saxophone.
And trying to give the melodies life.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to play them as correctly without too much messing with the melody.
I got
too many embellishments and other things.
So would it be a true statement to call you a bit of a purist when it comes to approaching a song? Because in a lot of cases, jazz musicians are looking to play something different than what's on the page, but that's not your approach.
Well, not to start out, not to introduce the song.
Mm-hmm.
But now, I mean, we have singers doing that. Not singing the song directly, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I had a singer one time. She was going to sing Detour Ahead. I said, that's nice. She said, I'm going to sing it in 5/4 time. What the heck is that? You know, it's just a ballad. You know.
So essentially, you suggested that that might not be the best approach to the song.
Well, generally what I tell singers is just tell a story. That's all it's about.
I hear that one. I just want to let you guys know you're tuned into Anything Goes. I'm Lise Avery. We're talking to tenor saxophonist Houston Person. He's going to be at the Jazz Standard, you guys. It's one of the Jazz Standard's 10th anniversary concerts. It will be, you're going to do the 13th through the 16th, right, Houston?
Yes.
And he's going to be there with John DiMartino on piano, Ray Drummond on the bass, the wonderful Lewis Nash on the drums. And are these guys you've played with a lot, Houston?
Yeah, they've recorded with me.
Uh-huh.
And we've done engagements, not together. This is the first time we've been together live.
Okay, cool.
So we're just going to go in and have fun, and I'm going to be playing those melodies. You will know what I'm playing.
And what do you, when you say that, are you... Do you find that there are other folks in jazz who do not have that same belief system? So that, or do you get frustrated by that, where you are listening to jazz and you can't figure out what the tune is, and then you look at it and you go, "Oh, it's don't get around much anymore."
No, I usually know what the tune is.
Do you? I don't.
I just don't hear it.
Okay.
No, I mean, you know, people have to. Well, you have to expose the melody in any type of music.
And
we have to introduce the theme. And then what you do with the theme is what you do with it. That's all I'm saying.
Did it take you a while to come to that value system, Houston? Did you? Because
yes.
You've been playing a long time.
Yes, yes.
Tell me about that evolution, if you wouldn't mind.
Oh, well, I know I have recorded songs over. One case is Too Late Now, Burt Lane 2. I did a faster version. It wasn't too fast. It was just moderate tempo.
Uh-huh.
But then I looked at the lyrics, and I said, whoa, wait a minute, because this is, you know, kind of sad. You know, too late now to forget your smile, you know. I just did another version, which was more of a ballad.
Mm-hmm.
And that version was successful.
Successful commercially, or just in your heart?
Well, commercially, and in my because people felt it.
Okay, got it. Got it.
So tempo is very important, and telling that story is very important.
And you have a newer album out than I have here. What is it? Tell us about it.
Don't have that. Well, oh man! Oh, it'll be right there.
Well, you actually sent me this one, so I treasure this one. You sent me this personally because, and you, this is—I don't remember when you sent it, but it was because I interviewed somebody that you had helped out, a flautist, and so you sent this to me personally. So I like this. I like this triple CD set.
But Dottie.
You actually remember. There you go. So I treasure it. So tell me about your new album and let everybody know about it.
Yeah, it's the title's So Nice. That's an Elmo Hope composition. And I did Warren Mache is on it.
Oh.
Howard Alden.
Ooh.
Mark Patterson. John DiMartino. Ray Drummond and Lewis Nash.
Okay, so you've got some consistency there with John, Ray, and Lewis, and you added Howard and I can't remember who else.
Did Mark Patterson.
Mark Patterson, and there was one more. Warren. Very cool. Very cool. Yeah. Now I'd like to play another song, if you wouldn't mind, Houston, to give people a more of a taste of your playing, and if you've got a few minutes to hang out with us, and then we'll talk a little bit more. Okay, beautiful. All right, so I've got Don't Get Around Much Anymore queued up. Is there some way you want to set that up for us?
It's Ellington. You need a setup.
It's by Duke Ellington. It stands by itself.
That's the direct approach.
All right, you guys, more with Houston Person on the other side of this wonderful track by Houston Person here on Anything Goes.
Thank you. Hello, this is Bucky Pizzarelli, and you're listening to Anything Goes with Lise Avery. Good choice.
And we're talking to the wondrous Mr. Houston Person, who will be at the Jazz Standard the 13th through the 16th of this month, you guys. The Jazz Standard is located at 116 East 27th Street between Lexington and Park. And you can call them for more information at 212-576-2232 or make yourself some reservations to see this sax legend. You still there, Mr. Person?
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much.
Yes. I might add, too, this is their 10th anniversary.
Nice. Very nice. Yes, I know it is, and you are one of their special 10th anniversary concerts, because you've been playing at the Standard for a long time, right, Houston?
Yeah. And it's great food, and I'm looking forward to a good time. Got good ribs.
Always, see, guys, it's really important to pay, to not only pay the musicians well, but you have to feed them.
Oh boy.
There is a truth to the way to a man's heart is through his stomach, but it absolutely applies to musicians. I can tell you that from experience.
So tell us
more about what you're doing, Houston. It says here that in your bio that you are a record producer. Tell me about that part of your passion.
Oh, well, I just help people put their records, their projects together. I've been doing a lot of that. I started out doing that for Muse and High Note, so it's just something that I got into. And it's my way of helping others get their career together, help them over with their career.
Cool. That's wonderful and generous. And now you've been, you're heading on up around 77 years old, am I right?
Yes, I'm there.
Mazel tov. I can. and any inclination towards slowing down, Houston Person, or I hope not.
No.
Okay.
No.
I have to tell you now. I saw you. Went to see you. Who the heck was I seeing? I saw somebody. You were at Dizzy's, and I can't remember who it was that I was seeing there. But I just found out that you were 77, and I just about fell off my chair, sir. And I have seen you in person recently.
Uh-huh.
So whatever you're doing, you just keep on doing it.
I'm just playing music.
And any other gigs coming up that you want us to know about? Any projects, anything we should keep on our radar screen?
Well, I'll just be in town. Then I'm hitting the road. I'll be going again. I just got back from California.
Uh-huh.
And I'll be going to South Carolina and Phoenix, Arizona, and Rochester, New York. So I'll be all around the place.
Wow, that's a lot of traveling. And
yeah, well, I gotta work.
And home is somewhere in rural New York. I'm seeing with an 845 area code.
I live in Nyack.
Oh, you're not. Oh, that's pretty there. Really nice. Really, really nice. And not a bad commute at all.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, it's great.
A lot of the best musicians live just north of the city there. There's an awful lot of me.
There's a bunch of us here.
I'm sorry?
There's a bunch of us here. It's a colony.
Yeah, yes, a lot of people don't know that. They think you're hanging out somewhere in the city, but no, they get in their car, they go north.
Oh, yeah.
And Houston, you've got a website, right? You want everybody to head on over there?
No, I don't.
You don't?
No.
Okay. So the best way to keep in touch and find out
I'm coming into the 21st century, but you can always go to Jazz Depot.
Okay.
And they'll know where I am.
Okay. Jazz Depot. And you're still recording pretty much for High Note?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you can...
And I don't... what is that? Text either, so...
You do or you don't text?
Don't.
Yes, those buttons are really small, right? I get it. I completely get that.
Okay. All right.
Well, thank you so much.
Anybody can have my phone number. I don't care.
Well, I'll tell you what.
I'm a phone person.
Oh, okay. Well, I won't be sharing it right now, but I do want to share with everybody again. Go see Houston Person. He is somebody who will touch your heart with his skill and his presence, and he is going to be at the Jazz Standard. They're celebrating their 10th anniversary, the 13th through the 16th. Make reservations. Be there, be square, 212-576-2232. And look around. If you can't make that gig, Houston is absolutely some... He's around, you know?
He's a dizzy.
Well, thank you so much, Houston. Thanks so much for your time.
Hey, and Elise, thank you very much. And I'll get those CDs to you. You'll be getting a package. Should I send that package to Fella Dickinson?
No. They have my address over at High Note.
Oh, they do?
Oh, okay. Sure.
It'll be in the mail today.
Just beat them. Just beat them. And then tell them that Anything Goes doesn't have your latest CD. And I'm sure it'll show up in one of those boxes that are impossible to open.
All right.
Okay. Thanks so much, Houston. It was a pleasure, sir. And I hope to meet you again in actual person sometime very soon.
Standard, if you have a chance, I hope you can get back.
I think, you know, I'm out of town, unfortunately. But the next gig, you know, so... You know, I'm going to have to give you my phone number. So you know what I'm going to do? Since everybody now knows this. I'll call you, Houston.
Okay.
I'll call you. We'll talk.
Call me, baby.
Okay. Thanks so much, Houston.
Thanks so much for your time.
And thanks so much for your beautiful work.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, you guys, Mr. Houston Person. And, you know, as I said to him, I don't blow smoke, as you guys know. And this